ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 3 Chapter 25, title, The Glories of Devotional Service, text number 37. Ato vibhutim mama maya vinastam.
Ato vibhutim mama maya vinastam.
Ato vibhutim mama maya vinastam.
Ato
ऐश्वर्यम् अष्टाङ्गम् अनुप्रवृतम् ऐश्वर्यम् अष्टाङ्गम् अनुप्रवृतम् श्रियं भागवतीं वास्प्रहरन्ति भद्रा श्रियं भागवतीं वास्प्र हरन्ति भद्रा परस्यामीति नुवति तु लोके परस्यामीति स्नुवति तु लोके अतो विभूतिं मम माय विनस्ताम् ऐश्वर्यम् अष्टाङ्गम् अनुप्रवृतम् श्रियं भागवतीं वास्पर्हन्ति भद्राम् परस्यमीति स्नुवते तु लोके अथो देन् विभूतिम् अपुलन्स् मम Of me, Maya Vina, of the Lord of Maya,
calm,
that
Aishwarya,
mystic perfection, Astangam,
consisting of eight parts,
Anubratam,
following,
Shriya,
splendor,
Bhagavatam,
of the kingdom of God,
Va, Aspirahanti.
They do not desire.
Padram.
Blissful.
Parasya.
Of the Supreme Lord.
Me.
Of me.
Ti.
Those devotees.
Ashnuvate.
Enjoy.
To.
But.
Loke.
In this life.
Translation by the Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Thus, because he is completely absorbed in thought of me, the devotee does not desire even the highest benediction obtainable in the upper planetary system, including Satya Yoga. He does not desire the eight material perfection obtained from mystic yoga, nor he desire to be elevated to the kingdom of God. Yet, even without desiring them, the devotee enjoys, even in this life, all the offered benediction. Vibhuti or opulences offered by Maya are of many varieties. We have experience of different varieties of material enjoyment, even on this planet. But if one is able to promote himself to higher planets, like Chandraloka, the sun, or still higher, Maharloka, Janaloka, and Tapaloka, or even ultimately the highest planet, which is inhabited by Brahma and is called Satya Yoga, Satya Loka, there are immense possibilities for material enjoyment, for example. The duration of life on higher planets is far, far greater than on this planet. It is said that on the moon, the duration of life is such that our 6 months are equal to 1 day. We cannot even imagine the duration of life on the highest planet. It is stated in Bhagavad Gita that Brahma's 12 hours are inconceivable even to our mathematicians. These are all descriptions of the external energy of the Lord or Maya. Besides these, there are other opulences which the yogi can achieve by their mystic power. They are also material. A devotee does not aspire for all these material pleasures, although they are available to him simply by wishing. By the grace of the Lord, a devotee can achieve wonderful success simply by willing, but a real devotee does not like that. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has thought that one should not desire material opulence or material reputation, nor should one try to enjoy material beauty. One should simply aspire to be absorbed in the devotional service of the Lord, even if one does not get liberation, but has to continue the process of birth and death unlimitedly. Actually, however, to one who engages in Krishna consciousness, liberation is already guaranteed. Devotees enjoy all the benefits of the higher planets and the Vaikuntha planets also. It is especially mentioned here, Bhagavatim Bhadram. In the Vaikuntha planets, everything is eternally peaceful, yet a pure devotee does not even aspire to be promoted there. But still, he gets that advantage. He enjoys all the facilities of the material and spiritual worlds, even during the present lifespan. Om Agyana Timurandasya Jnana Jana Shalakaya Chakshu Unmilam E Tasvanshi Shri Chaitanya Manobhisram Stapitam Hena Kutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahi Tadati Svapadanda Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadara Shri Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Some of you may be disappointed because Maharaj is not giving class today. So unfortunately you have to put up with me. It's a very good purport by Srila Prabhupada. Now, Srila Prabhupada, the first paragraph is talking about Maya, right? Vibhuti or opulences offered by Maya are of many varieties, right? Much can be talked about Maya. In fact, they have a big seminar on Maya, actually. You know, we can keep on talking about Maya. But in short, there are two kinds of Maya, Mahamaya and Yoga Maya. That which is disconnected from Krishna is Mahamaya. That which is connected to Krishna is Yoga Maya. Mahamaya, if you are in Mahamaya, it takes you away and away from Krishna. If you are in Yoga Maya, it will take you closer and closer to Krishna. So we have to evaluate and decide which Maya you have to be. Right? For example, I live in a place called Clayton. In Clayton, right, there's a railway station, right, obviously. So there are trains going from Clayton to Flinders, to the city. There is also train coming from Clayton going towards Dandenong and Cranbourne and all that stuff. So if I want to go to the city, I should take the train which is bound from Clayton to city. But if I choose other train, what will happen? I'm going farther and farther from my destination. See, that's what is happening this present yuga, dying age. Right? If someone wants to be in the material energy, due to the material aspirations, you know, the technology and all that, they are hammered by that, then one has to go away and away from Krishna. That is the very nature of Mahamaya. Krishna has designed that. Mahamaya takes one farther and farther, farther from Krishna. The actual reality is gone. One is going away from reality. So if you want to be in reality, you have to be in Yoga Maya. That is his Lord's spiritual energy. Now the Mahamaya is also known as the Lord's external energy or the Lord's illusory energy or the Lord's deluding energy, where we keep on dreaming. Because the soul's designation in the material world is a mind. So everything in the material world is mind. One starts dreaming, you know, keep on dreaming.
and mental concoction. That's what is mental word. Right? Dreaming. Mind. Mind is, you know, a product of mind. So everything is in the mind, right? So dreaming.
Whereas Yoga Maya is beyond the three modes. Mahamaya is within the three modes. Yoga Maya is beyond the three modes. Okay. Then, what is Srila? Okay. Now, the Srila Prabhupada says in the purport that there are vibhutis offered by Mahamaya. Maya. Maya means Mahamaya, he says, right? Vibhutis are opulences. But one also has to be careful that the Mahamaya is also offering miseries. It's not the vibhutis at all. It's not the opulences. It's also giving miseries. The threefold miseries. Right? What are they? Adi. Atmik. Your own. The trouble caused by your own body and mind. Right? Then the trouble caused by the other living entities. Adi Bhautik and Adi Devik. Now, there is a way. The Vedic system has designed a way to eliminate these three miseries. The one best way is to become a devotee of Krishna. But not everyone wants to become a devotee of Krishna. Right? Not everyone is bound also. So the Vedic system gives an alternative also, where one can nullify the effects of the material miseries by how? Krishna says in the chapter 18.5, the acts of sacrifice, right? Austerity and charity, right, should be done even by a great source which can purify them. So, acts of sacrifice. What is a sacrifice? Yajna. See, yajna can be done to please the demigods. Right? The yajna which we are doing is Sankirtana Yajna, which is to please the Supreme Lord. See, yajna done to please a demigod will stop the miseries of the material life. But we don't suggest that, because if you have to stop the miseries created by demigod, then you have to worship 33 million demigods. Do you have the time in Kali Yuga? 33 million demigods you have to go and worship. Then your misery will be stopped. Or simple alternative is come to Krishna. So which one do we prefer? You can have, you should have an altar which is as big as this temple, 33 million demigods. Because they are also in the material realm. Or simple alternative is come to Krishna. Alternative, you know. So that is yajna. So yajna if you do, then the adi devik, the trouble caused by the demigods will be stopped. Then adi, what is the second one? Is sacrifice. First is sacrifice. Second one is austerity. Austerity is done for the own self, which is adi atmi. If you do the sacrifice, sacrifice and penance, austerity. Okay, first is sacrifice, yajna. Penance or regulative principles, right? That is for adi atmik. And then charity is for adi bhautik. We have to do charity. Right? But a Krishna conscious devotee, what charity does he do? He does the welfare activity for others. That is preaching Krishna, telling Krishna, or talking about Krishna, distributing Krishna prasada. This is the charity we have to do. Right? The highest charity. Because everyone is lost in the material world. We have a very wealthy father, but we are all misled children of the wealthy father. We don't know the connection. So we are loitering here, thinking that, yes, I am going to find happy in that matter. I am going to find happiness in that thing. I am going to find happiness in that body. Place, thing or body. That's what people are seeing, seeking happiness, right? Misled. So, the devotee of Krishna, right? He tells, he does the highest welfare activity of connecting a tiny soul to the supreme soul. See, we as a fragmental part of Krishna is very, very tiny. Right?
We are either controlled by Mahamaya or Yogamaya. We don't have a choice. One can say that, yes, I am free. Because the mind is created by the Lord's material energy, which is the Lord's separated energy. So it gives an independent freedom. Yes, I am free. I can do whatever I want. It's the nature of the mind. But still it's matter, right? So because other people are thinking, yes, I can do whatever I want. But in reality, a tiny insignificant soul is either controlled by Mahamaya or Yogamaya. You're not free actually. Srila Prabhupada says one has to come under the stringent laws of nature. Stringent laws of nature. That is why Krishna talks about activities. There are three kinds of activities, right? Karma, akarma, vikarma. Karma, prescribed duties, can produce good results. Vikarma, prohibited activities, will give you bad results. Both good or bad, it's binding to the world. If you do good results, right, good work, you have to come back and enjoy. If you do bad also, you have to come back and suffer. So both are binding to the material world. Akarma, Krishna says, any activity that you do for Bhagavan, Krishna, is akarma, devotion activity, which is neither good nor bad, which does not have any reaction. Hence, one can transcend coming to Krishna very easily. No problems. Easily one can transcend.
Okay. Then, next Srila Prabhupada is talking about how, if you have experienced a different variety of material enjoyment, right?
That one can even go to the upper planetary system.
For some of us who are in Kali Yuga, we don't know, we don't believe also, right, that there are upper planetary systems. Now the topmost planetary system is Brahma Loka, which is, the lifestyle is very, very, very extraordinary. Right? People do not have a gross body there. The subtle body and the gross body is subtle body. Right? For example, people may fall down. Nothing will happen to them. They'll go like this. Because there's no gross body. But if we fall down, what happens?
Fracture.
And wheelchair. Wheelchair facilities there.
No gravity is
there. Gravity is scientific again, you know. That is right. But still, you know, because of, you know, the subtle body, you know, it's very, very subtle. And because of that, you know, one, it doesn't happen. And hence, they don't have anxiety, fear or lamentation. Right? We are scared. What will happen if we drive 80 kilometers over, right? If I drive a little bit faster, if someone crashes, finished. You know, hand is broken. You'll be in the hospital. Huh? And also, if there is an accident, is anyone struggling to stop the... See, what I would suggest is, when you buy a new technology, you learn also how to operate. Sometimes people... I've got iPhone. Like the same thing we have done. We have come into the material world without Bhagavad Gita. They're struggling. What to do? We don't know. We think, oh, this living in Australia is the best. No, no, no. Living in Mumbai. Whether you live in Salem or Sydney, it's all the same. It's material. Right? Oh, Salem is very dusty. A place in South India, you know, where I worked. My first job. After I did my master's, no one gave me a job. So I joined as a rep, a pharmaceutical rep. That's an easy job to get in India, you know. So they said, you'll be posted in Salem, you know. So I'm from Coimbatore. I said, why not try? And so dusty. This is like morning when you do Govindam, Adipurusham. You know how the incense come flow? Like that, when I went, you know, everywhere is dust. This is material world. Or Sydney, where the dust has settled. Doesn't matter for a devotee. Right? We have this devotion service, one dust. Okay? So we have also come into the material world without the knowledge, right?
When I, see, basically before coming to Krishna consciousness, I was thinking I'm the body. My body is there, mind is there, enjoy. Without any higher purpose. Even though I was a soul before, I thought I'm not a soul. But I am a soul. But now, with the knowledge, right, everything, the fog is all clearing. Now we're able to see, yes, it's right. See, one of the problems for us is, if the mind is full of desire, then the soul's vicinity is blocked. That's what Krishna says. If the mind is free of desire, then the soul and the mind, their frequency, they're matching the frequency. If the mind is full of desire, then the soul is somewhere, the mind is somewhere. So if the mind is free of desires, as much as far as possible, then the frequency of the soul is matching. One can see the presence of the soul. In other words, the mind can act as a soul. So you do not have to seek for pleasure outside. See, the mind wants pleasure outside. The soul has got a pleasure by itself. Because it's a fragmental part of the Lord, Satchit Ananda. As a fragmental part, I am eternal. Right? I am knowledgeable. I am happiness. Because I am a soul, a fragmental part. I am not a tiny part of the Lord. So if I am happiness, if I am getting knowledge, why should I go outside of me? But the mind, the nature of the mind is to expand through the senses. That's the nature. Krishna has created like that, right? The mind cannot stop. Mind cannot stop. The nature of the mind is to expand through the senses. Through the eyes, it wants to see the movies. Through the ears, songs, Bollywood songs. Through the tongue, give me, I don't want prasadam, something different. This is the nature of the mind. So how do you stop that? In all the gates, the 9 gates of the body, you have to put Krishna. Then the mind will not expand. That's the only way. Krishna consciousness is the only way. The moment you take Krishna from the eyes, it will go for the movie. See, block all the senses through Krishna. That's the only way to stop the mind. Impossible. Krishna is created like that. Unless one comes to Krishna consciousness, one cannot control the mind. Possible. You try. With Krishna, it controls. You know, it's like a gate, you know. We know that's a big dam, you know. Tungabhadra dam and all that, right? You know, each one is covered with a gate. The moment they release, take the gate, what will happen? What is the, you know, the force of the water coming? Have you seen any one of you, any dams have you seen? Yeah. It is all blocked by the gate, right? And the moment they lift the gate, you know the pressure? That is how it is. Mind goes like that. It's a tsunami. It just carries you. So you can block it by a dam. Like how a dam is blocked by the gates. In the same way, one can block, has to block through devotion. Not really block. In the sense, you know, logically. By Krishna, then the mind will not expand. And you get eternal happiness. Someone may ask, you know, yes, if all the senses are used in Krishna's service, what about my enjoyment? I am deprived of my enjoyment. I was seeing movies. I was drinking coffee. Now after coming to Krishna, I am losing seeing movies, right? I am drinking coffee. I lost the taste. You know, I am losing my enjoyment. Why should I lose my enjoyment for Krishna? For all, if I am going to get something that is after many years, after I die, who knows? I may live for long. The scientist will make a drug where I take it and I will become eternal. Why should I take up Krishna consciousness? Right? Why should I lose my happiness just for Krishna? But what do the scriptures say? By pleasing Krishna, your senses are already happy. Many examples are given. By watering, it's not just by talking Bhagavatam class. One can feel that. By pouring water into the roots of a tree, all the branches, leaves, everything is happy, fulfilled. By feeding the stomach, the entire body is nourished. By serving Krishna, senses, our pleasure is satisfied. How? A tiny, insignificant soul can enjoy in a tiny, insignificant way. Correct?
I am a tiny soul, right? How much can I enjoy? If I want to see movies, if I see 10 movies, tomorrow I'll have, or maybe after 5 years, cataract. Gone. I cannot enjoy. Tiny. But a tiny, insignificant soul, if it is connected to the supremely unlimited, how much more can you enjoy? Think of the equation. That is why connecting means yoga. Krishna is talking about yoga in the first 6 chapters. Right? What is yoga? Connecting to the Lord. Krishna is saying, see, I'm very, very powerful. Connect to me. First 6 chapters connecting. Then he's talking about devotion. Why? After connecting to me, then it will be easier for you to practice devotion service. Connect to me. Yoga process. And the Lord has given many options. Through karma you can connect. To jnana you can connect. Right? Or if someone does not want jnana and karma, I want to become a devotee. Fine, that is also, that's the highest bhakti yoga. See? So many processes Krishna is offering. But one has to open their eyes and see what Krishna is telling, you know. And then it's easier. Very, very easy. You understand what Krishna is saying, you know. Then be very clear. Be easier also. So, the planetary, okay, we deviated a little bit, sorry for that. So, higher planetary system, right, there is only subtle body, so much of happiness, right, little opulence, but still, they have to die, right? But it's not like our, you know, giving up the gross, death, we have to give gross body and subtle body. For them, they gave to only the gross body, which is comparatively easier, you know what I mean? Two layers we have to give up. And the Brahma's lifespan, Brahma lives for 100 years, right? And his lifespan in terms of earth calculation is 311 billion, trillion, 40 billion years, right? Very, very huge. Very huge. You cannot even think, you know. Very fun. And then one day of Brahma is known as Kalpa, which is 1000 Mahayugas. See, we have got yuga, right? Satya yuga, Treta yuga, Dwapara yuga, like that, you know. Now, 4 yugas is known as one, Divya yuga or Maha yuga. Like that, 1000. That means in one day of Brahma, there are 1000 Kali yugas. In that, Krishna will come only one. Only one. Now, Krishna has come there. How lucky we are, right? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has also come. We don't know the good fortune. In one day of Brahma, Krishna appears one. In one day, there are 1000 Mahayugas. In the 1000 Yugas, Mahayugas, there is also Kali Yuga. There are 1000 Kali Yugas in one day of Brahma. In that, Krishna appears only once. And Krishna has just appeared 5000 years back. So we are very, very fortunate. And in one day of Brahma, there are 71 Manus. So, what is Srila Prabhupada says then? So, he talks about upper, where the lifestyle is quite different, but he says a devotee does not want to go. Right? A devotee is not interested because a devotee is constantly doing service to the Lord, he's constantly meditating and thinking of the Lord, he will lose all the desire for material opulences, even going to the higher planets. That's what Kapila Muni is talking here. You know? Because it's constant engagement. Because he's serving the Lord's superior energy. The inferior energy will not taste him. A soul would like to go higher and connect to the Supreme Soul. A soul does not want to waste his time and matter. 3 modes of material nature is matter, inert, right? So, how can a person find happiness in matter? There are some flickering happiness, but in the long term, you know, one will be tired of that. So the soul naturally goes, you know, tries to go and get higher pleasure from the superior source, which is Krishna. See, so Srila Prabhupada is talking about how the yogis can achieve also. But a devotee does not aspire all these material pleasures, although they are available to him simply by wishing. By the grace of Lord, a devotee can achieve wonderful success simply by willing, but a real devotee does not like that. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught that one should not desire material opulences or material reputation, nor one should try to enjoy material beauty. Okay. Now, in this regard, in the fifth canto, in the pastimes of Rishabhadev, Sukadeva Goswami warns that advanced devotees or souls should protect themselves from lust, anger and greed. You know why? Because a devotee who is elevated, right? In this case, maybe one who is possessing material opulence, or material opulence means what? Mystic siddhis, right? They possess, and if they exhibit there's a temptation. And because of that, they can fall down. Right? So Sukadeva Goswami cites the example, two examples he cites. One is Lord Shiva, where even though Lord Shiva was very elevated, yet he was attracted to the Lord's illusory energy. Right? He cites that. And more than that, the second example he cites is that of Saubhara Muni. Saubhara Muni is highly advanced, you know, in mystic opulence. Right? How did he get there? Not necessarily, as I said, not necessarily through devotional service. If you follow sacrifice, austerity, charity to the fullest extent, right? Maximum extent, then you can reach Brahma's planet. You do not have to be a devotee to reach Brahma's planet. Okay? So all these great yogis, so much of austerity, because after all, life is meant for austerity, right? In the material world, in Australia, everyone is enjoying. We think, oh, that enjoyment is the best. Because they don't have any idea. So, austerity, right, for yourself. Then sacrifice for the demigods. Then charity for the others. If you keep on doing that, then you get a lot of power. You know, through that, one gets immense potential power, which enables them to have this 8 siddhis. What is 8 siddhis? You can become lighter than the lightest, heavier than the heaviest. You can stretch your hand and you can get whatever you want. It's very nice, isn't it? I can stretch into the South Melbourne market and take 2 avocados. Possible. Or you can change the form. You can change the form you want. For example, in Treta Yuga, right? Surpanaka was so ugly. But just to entice Lord Rama and Lakshman, she became a very beautiful woman. You know? She did like that and she became beautiful. Can we do like that? Only air will come, we feel cold and we sneeze. You know, there are histories, you know, where people can change. This is one of the siddhis also. And one more thing is, with the higher planetary system, one can travel with the aeroplanes through mantra. Like for example, if I tell my car, you know, South Albert, Namoha, or whatever it may be, the car will go to South Melbourne without petrol. I can save a lot of money, but it's not going to happen. Through mantras, you can travel. But now, if you want to travel, what happens? You have to have a petrol and then register, rego. You have to pay around $750 per year for the registration. And then car insurance. Right? Like there, you don't need car insurance. No rego. It's all free. This is how, you know, when you come to Krishna, most of the things are free. Because the Lord is the supreme control. Right? Otherwise, how can you run? Once one guy was saying, you know, I just remembered. He said, Prabhu, I was going, you know, this is a technology. It's so nice. When I was going from Melbourne to Geelong, I used to put cruise control. And once what happened?
cruise control, you know, he was putting, he was trusting the mechanical energy, and the cruise control, something happened, and he had a small accident. Cruise control. How can you trust them? Right? It's a mechanical, right, device. Something, a screw or some chip can go wrong. That's it. Finished. But this mantra can never go wrong. If it says, I want to go to from Tapaloka to Magarloka, it will go. So this is a power. So, yeah. So, Saubhara Muni. So, Sukadeva Goswami wants that. Don't be carried away by the opulences. Right? One may fall down. Saubhara Muni is a great mystic yogi. Right? He knew that Maya is disturbing him because he was not following Krishna consciousness. Right? A person who is following Krishna consciousness, it's very easy for him to control the senses. Rishikena, Rishikesha Sevana, Bhakti Ruchyate. You engage all your senses in Krishna service, very easy to control. It's a magic. You need not have to do anything. Right? Of course, one has to work. All the senses will be naturally controlled. But for people who don't want to follow Krishna consciousness, it's very difficult to control the senses. So Saubhara Muni thought, okay, it's very difficult to control the senses, so I go beneath the water and he tried to control. So what happened? He saw two fish mating. Then he could not withstand the desire. He came out and he married about 100, the daughters of the king, I can't remember. 50 or 100? 50, is it? Okay, sorry. So 50 he married. Because that is a desire, you know. As I said, like a water from the gate, you know. They are controlling it. And any time, you know, it can burst out. But in Krishna consciousness, it doesn't happen like that. Because naturally, those personalities, they're not fully realized, you know, the opulence of the Lord. And the Lord is also not helping. A devotee advantage is, Lord is helping him out. So when the devotee is good, he gives the strength. But all these yogis, they're doing on their own. So it's very difficult. If you come to Krishna, Krishna helps. Very easy, you know. When a child wants to cross the road, very difficult. But when the parent is there with the child, very easy. All the child has to do is catch the hand of the parent. And naturally it is crossing. So on your own, it's very, very difficult. No? Then, even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says one more thing here. Okay. One should simply aspire to be absorbed in the devotion service of the Lord, even if one does not get liberation, but has to continue the process of birth and death untimed, unlimitedly. Right? Doesn't matter. Krishna is a person, right? And is completely free. Okay? He can do whatever he wants. Srila Prabhupada says, Krishna is a supreme transcendental autocrat. He can do anything he wants. We cannot do. If I think I am free and go down, something will fall on my head. I'll collapse. I'm not free. I'm bound by the three modes. He can do whatever he wants. To explain this phenomena, there's a nice story in Mahabharata. Once Krishna and Arjuna, right? They went to a house of a widow. This widow, obviously she did not have a husband, nor she did had any children. She had only one cow, that's a source of her living, right? She used to feed the cow, get the milk, sell the milk, like that. So Krishna and Arjuna, they thought, okay, let us go in disguise to this lady, because she is a devotee, you know, she likes Krishna. Krishna wants to test all the devotees. Don't worry, all of us will be tested. Slowly. Just to see, do you really want me or do you want Maya? Okay? So, don't worry. We'll have our examinations. It will be done and it will be done also constantly. Just to say, so that, you know, it's not really in a sense that he wants the devotees to pull up. That's the whole point. It's not that he's trying to, you know, make us feel bad. So, when they went in disguise, went to this widow and she served Krishna and Arjuna very nicely. And Krishna was quite happy. Then both of them left. Okay, thank you, they left. When they left the house, Arjuna was asking Krishna, Krishna, you are quite happy with the service of the widow. Do you want to make her very opulent? Because right now she is a very poor lady. She has got only one cow. She is struggling. Do you want her? Because you are happy now. Krishna said, no. What do you want to do? He said, wait and see. Soon the cow will die. And Arjuna did not expect that answer. Cow will die. Krishna, what is the source of her income? Cow is dying. He said, Arjuna, you don't know me. Right now, all the time, she's thinking of the cow. How to feed the cow, how to get this grass, how to get the milk, how to... She's only single. Why does she have to think like that? So, just to favor her, I will kill the cow so that now her attention will be turned on me. And then I can take her back to God. See, this is the kindness of the Lord. No other demigod will help you out like that. All the demigod will throw some money. Okay, what do you want? A car? What car do you want? Toyota? Give you Mercedes. Please leave me alone. What do you want? You want 2 children? Take 5 children. Leave me alone. This is demigod. But Krishna is not like a parent, you know. All the time, what are you doing? How are you doing? Are you eating well? Do any of your parents ask you guys? Right? They ask you, right? How are you feeling? Do you have enough money? Do you want some money? This is a parent. Krishna is like that. All the time, looking very affectionately into the welfare of people. Please do devotion service. I've sent all the gurus, acharyas. Take up devotion seriously. You have your own mental concoction. Do it. But side by side, you know, grow up. Don't be a child all the time. Grow up. Don't be attached to the material things all the time. You know, it will help you out, certain things. Yes, the car is there to go from house to here. The car is not everything. I can't live in the car. I can't die in the car. Yes, we need some material things, but that's not everything. One has to grow up.
Okay, so that's the point, you know. I just thought I'll do that. And then, he says, a pure devotee does not even aspire to be promoted there, but still, he gets that advantage and he enjoys all the facilities of the material and spiritual world even during the present lifespan.
Krishna Dasa Kaviraja Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he comes out with a very interesting analogy. Okay? He says, in Vrajalila, right, where there is a loving exchange going on between Krishna and his servants, right? If someone thinks, yes, Krishna and his devotees are enjoying on the same level, then Krishna Dasa Kaviraja Goswami says, you have not understood Krishna's pastime. You have not understood. You understand? First, let us understand. Did we understand the first sentence? Krishna the Kaviraja Goswami says, in the Krishna Raja pastimes, if Krishna and his devotees are enjoying on the same level, then you have not understood that. In Raja pastimes, the devotees of Krishna or the servants of Krishna enjoy more than Krishna. Raja pastime. A question may be asked, why? That is what Krishna wants. Whatever Krishna wants will happen. Right? As I said, supreme autocrat. He wants the devotees to enjoy more than him. So it will happen. And this also means Srila Prabhupada. He had a lot of opulences, right? International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Wherever he goes, temple. Big, like a palace, you know. And Prabhupada has given such rich, heartily welcome. But he was not fascinated. He was not carried by that. He wants to use everything in Krishna's service. Then one will not be fascinated. The moment you think, yes, I want it for my pleasure. Right? That is what, you know, deviation happens. How Prabhupada, you know, everywhere, you know, 108 temples throughout the world, he was not fascinated, right? A pure devotee. He uses everything in Krishna's service. So, one will not be fascinated and one will not fall down also. If as long as one uses, but one uses for the sense gratification, then finish. Maya catches, and as I said in the first sentence, you have to go farther and farther once you are in the grip of the Maya. Right? It's very, very tricky too. Okay, finally, to conclude, a very quick story, concluding story, back to Godhead story. Okay. Once, Krishna was quite upset in Golok Vrindavan. He was quite worried. Then Narada Muni went to him. I said, Krishna, what's happening? You seem to be worried. What's the problem? He said, I'm trying to do my best to bring the conditioned soul back to Godhead. But they're not listening. They are carried away with my own illusory energy. I'm just surprised with my illusory energy. I can't believe that my own illusory energy is taking my people away from me. It's very, very bad. I'm worried. What I have created, they are there. How can I bring them back? Very much worried. Then Narada Muni said, it's easy. You know, we have already sent Srila Prabhupada. Most of them will be coming. And then I'll also go and preach. He said, Narada, you don't know. Kali Yuga people, you don't know. People, the residents of Melbourne, you don't know. This is a duality. They pose as a devotee. They do, but they are not. So, it's impossible to bring them back. They always carry my illusory energy. Very difficult, you know. And Krishna, tell me what you should do. Okay, we will try one thing, Krishna said. Now, there is one devotee, right? His name is Chandulal. Okay? He's an imaginary figure, don't worry. None of us are here. this guy, you go, he is a nice devotee. Tell him that, we'll try one example, you know. Narada Muni said, okay, we'll try. Krishna is saying, go and tell him that Krishna wants you back to Godhead. Leave everything. Okay? Straight away. You go, come to back to Godhead, you know. You have to tell him and see, you know. Okay, he came to Melbourne, Narada Muni. And then Chandulal was there. Then he said, okay, Chandulal, now the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan Krishna, wants you back to Godhead. I will take you back to Godhead. Then he said, oh, Narada Muni, I'm so lucky and happy. The Supreme Lord wants me, Bhagavan, back to Godhead. That means no more life for me. No, I have done a lot of sins and all that. Don't worry, Krishna, I will pardon everything. Immediately come back with me. He said, definitely you are calling me? Okay. Then, you have to excuse me. Why? You are going back to Godhead. No. Just now, I got married. Mataji, man. Now, right? What? See, I have got full faith in Krishna. Right? The Supreme Lord. If I want everyone to talk good about the Lord. I don't mind if people talk anything about the society. What will tomorrow they say? The Supreme Lord has taken this new guy and the wife is widow and all that. So people will talk about that. So I don't want this to happen. Please, Narada Muni, give me 3 years. Okay? And then I'll be okay because right now my wife is attached to me. If I give her a child, then she will be attached with the child. Then I can be free. But please do not forget me. 3 years only. 2019 you come. I will come. I don't want. Narada Muni said, okay. He went back to Krishna. Krishna said, oh, I told you. Okay. One more. Narada Muni said, see, I know he's struggling. Help Krishna. Okay, Narada. That's fine. Then after 3 years, he came. Then he said, see, my wife has got a child. Okay. Is it not fair? Little bit, grow or something. And then how can I leave my child and come like that? I know I'm coming to Vaikuntha. But who will take care of my wife and child? Before only one. Now two. It's not fair. Just think, Narada, you are a brahmachari, you don't know. You don't know what is married life. You don't have the taste. Okay. Just give me 1 year. I will solve this problem. 1 year. Next year, Narada Muni came back, okay? And he said, come on, Chandula, come on, hurry up. Lord is waiting, Supreme Lord. No more problems. No more birth, death, old age, disease, right? Happy, happy, always free food, not cooking. You do not have to cook. You do like this, food will come. Everything happy. No cooking, no going to vegetable market, nothing. No car driving. Supreme Lord is calling. He said, after 1 year, he said, listen, my wife wanted a companion for one more child. Fair. No? How can you one person certain? So 2 children. Now, because my wife cannot, all this has happened in 1 year. My wife got one more child, and then because my wife is finding it too much, I bought my mother-in-law. Now what is happening is, because there are, when there are two ladies in the house, you know. When my I'm not saying, Chandula listen. Two ladies in the house. Whenever my wife is in the kitchen, my mother-in-law should be out. When my mother is in the kitchen, my wife should be out. Now, otherwise what will happen? It will become like a Kurukshetra. See, two ladies only. But like Kurukshetra, wall will happen. So, I am there to protect them. So probably, maybe a couple of years you come. Okay? Narada Muni, I said last couple of years I'm going to give. Then after couple of years, which is actually 8 years have gone, okay, he came back. Then when he came, Narada Muni, he did not have an excuse. Okay? He has got a big house by now. He's working as an IT specialist, $80 per hour. So he got a big house. And then, after seeing Narada Muni, he did not have any excuse, right? So far he had excuse. He was running up the stairs. And because he was running fast, he fell down, he broke his neck, he died. Immediately, he was transformed to a dog body. Attachment, dog body. Then, Narada Muni said, okay, immediately we want to disturb him. Let him have some experience. So after some time, maybe after some 6 months, Narada Muni came back. And he said, Chandula, you are a dog now. Now you realize you have lost your human form. Dog, can you come back? He said, Narada Muni, I don't mind. But you know what is happening? My hard-earned money, I built this house. It's a dog. Because Narada Muni can talk to dogs. He's a mystic. Right? They were talking the dog's language. Narada Muni is saying, you know what happened? He's saying, see, with my great hard-earned money, he has not forgotten. I built this house. All my things, my hard-earned money. As a computer IT specialist, I worked hard. Okay? Everything, my TV, my computer, everything. Now my wife has gone. My mother has also gone. Who is there to look after my property? I know the work. You don't know. Because all the time you are a devotion service. If you work, right, for the money, you will know it. You don't know. Then Narada Muni said, Chandula, you be there. As the Lord says in the 13th chapter, the living entities, right, they, who are attached to the three modes, they are having their own lifestyle based on their good karma or bad karma. Right? They make their own lifestyle. Lord is saying, living entities who are attached to the three modes, they do their own good and bad. They will not be interested in devotion service. Lord is saying, the 13th chapter, the nature enjoyer consciousness. So, fine, let them do that. Whenever you feel like you join the ISKCON movement, become a devotee, follow Srila Prabhupada, Radha Pallabha, and we are waiting there. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Okay, we'll stop here. Any quick questions, comments, corrections?
Come in. You were dealing with Swami Muni. Swami Muni, he went to Kilimanjaro and asked him,
Then he changed the body. He became a youth. Because he's an old man. No one wants a... Who wants an old man, you know? So he became very handsome. Then everyone said, 50 daughters said, I will marry this guy.
And he got 100 sons from each daughter. He had 5,000 in the family. And then what happened?
That means you can never go back to God. With one child, two child, we are struggling hard. 500 children, Prabhu.
But Swamiji was so great that he took his wife also to his spiritual world. So that is the story. Swamiji is a very great mystic who could take his wife also because they were following him. They had no other support, so they followed the friend to the forest and they did the Pascal.
Good. Now, the interesting point you brought, Vishwanatha Chakrabarti Thakur refers that, this point, why did Saubhara Muni fell down? Because he did an offense at the lotus feet of Garuda. See, you offend a devotee, you fall down. You have to be very careful. Garuda, he offended, imminent fall down. Okay. Integration of five elements is birth. Disintegration of five elements is death. Material elements, five, they combine, that's birth. We have to understand that. Disintegration of five material elements is death. Anytime we can die. We are a combination of five elements.